We meet tonight to witness the third meeting of Jupiter and Pluto this year. And to begin with, I would like you to feel the softness and the love. This very profound and, in a way, ordinary presence of softness and love all around us like an invitation to be kinder and to be softer with yourself. We aren't expected to change, improve, perfect ourselves, but simply to soften and open up to love, self-love. It's quite surprising to find those qualities first when we witness the connection of Jupiter and Pluto. Those archetypes and the vibrations bring very different energies. So we want to emphasize the potential and the possible opening of parts of us that may still be a little blocked or maybe closed on this occasion. That softness and that love, we need to feel them in our bodies. Those bodies who have been extremely challenged and who for weeks and weeks have been revisiting a large number of old paradigm patterns, shapes and forms that built into the physical body limitations and blocks, preventing us from fully embodying our majestic divinity. We know that, been working on that for long. And more recently, we've been forced to reconnect with the past and mostly painful aspects of our past. So the physical body could expel, purge, release those implants and other conditionings. So that's one of the reasons why softness and love are required. That's why we have to treat ourselves with the greatest care. And this is the way the final transmutation suggested by the three meetings of Jupiter and Pluto this year, starting in January, 12th of January, then the 30th of June, to come to the final meeting tonight. If you think back and just reflect on what has been going on for you, for your community and for the planet since January, it gives you a clear idea based on experience of the kind of changes Pluto brings. That archetype and vibration always transforms what it touches. Being touched by Pluto means that all that isn't essential will be removed. Will be transformed or transmuted. You know well that alchemy is the process Pluto uses. So the alchemical transformation allows us to extract the essence of something. So it can be integrated whilst the rest, what isn't essential, is being released. Dismissed. Primarily, this transformation is an individual process. And it is continuing until we find greatest simplicity, the evidence of our essence embodied on the earth plane. In that sense, the qualities of softness and love are of great help at the moment. Because they remind us of the benevolence and the unconditional support of the Earth itself, the planet. And the fact that that embodiment and full empowerment and accomplishment of our divine being is to be had now. on earth. On earth and nowhere else. So feel that the softness, the love that are in the air right now. Are not only an invitation, but also an encouragement to continue this fine tuning. That allows us to be fully here in our place of integrity. And what is precisely important now is the simplicity, the evidence of it. Nowhere to go, nothing to achieve, nothing to perfect. This extraordinary simple alignment in which the vibration of our embodied self resonates with our eternal divinity. Detachment from all that is not as good, not as joyful. So if you consider this huge transformation we underwent since January 2020. Can we just complete the journey by standing tall in that simplicity, in that nakedness of our perfection? Our human, mundane, ordinary perfection. This is what is going on for us, actually. Despite the complexity of the global game, of the collective transformation. What we are called to become is simply that beautiful, ordinary human being. That's the final phase of the transmutation. You know, the chemical process extracting the essence from what is less essential and highlighting it. Until it can shine with the evidence of blossom, just like an opening, which actually is a remembrance. There's nothing new in that essential final phase of that transformation. Remembrance remembrance of oneness, remembrance of love. This is the major transformation every single one of us is going through. You can experience this consciously. This is a blessing. Despite the pain, despite the suffering, perhaps the challenges, the blessing of being human, being in that human shape and consciously going through that transition, through that major transformation that will reshape the world. Because quite obviously the world is changing because us individuals are changing and not the other way around. But there is no challenge, there is no demand, there is a calling. Calling is supported both by that welcoming earth that is offering the nest where we can accomplish the final phase of transformation, and also that subtle, very simple, fragile, perhaps vulnerable at times, relationship we can have with one another. Because the simplicity of the transformation shouldn't hide or minimize the spreading, the impact on our local and global network. So in actual fact, the softening of my being and the greater love I have for myself inevitably spread all around myself and change the texture and the vibration of my network of relationships. We can enter these coming months with a lot confidence, with complete faith that we are already bringing the light and the love to that healing fabric of the human network. Coming months are going to be complicated, perhaps they will provoke and trigger us in many ways, and yet nothing else than the simplicity and evidence of our being here, fully present, conscious, aware. This is our greatest contribution. This attests the completion of that huge Plutonian alchemical process. The power of Pluto is enormous. Jupiter tends to magnify and amplify whatever it touches. So imagine Jupiter and Pluto together. And yet we are looking at minute little adjustments within ourselves that will complete the most enormous transformation we have gone through for eons. That's how subtle it can be. So focus is away from the global scene, away from the big turmoil. Focus is on the fabric and on the exchanges, on the relationships, the ones I have with myself, the ones I have with other beings, other human beings. The great reunion is firstly within myself and secondly within humanity. We are no longer isolated or separate. Actually, we've never been, but we have experienced that for millennia. And we can now experience the grace of reunion, the blessing the simplicity and just be here in our human shape. And the fullness of our being a witness of divine order and an expression of divine law. Just be here in the softness and love of your own self. Replenishing your own being. Replenishing the network of connections between human beings. It is so simple and so precious that I would like to sit with it for a little longer, just in silence. The extraordinary nature of the event is that it is so mundane and ordinary. That it's perfection. That it's accomplishment. Thank you for being here. I wish you a very good night.